Okay, so this is Kandra Graves from the Tulsa Community College West Campus, and I'm going to be kind of walking you through the interview today. Mm-hmm. And then with me is Carrie Fox, also from the West Campus. She's going to be helping with follow-up questions if there's things that I miss and taking notes, that kind of thing. So we're here at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus interviewing Catherine, is it Pina?
Yes.
Okay. Who's an ESL student here at the Northeast Campus. Today is September 24th, 2019, and we're doing this interview to discuss Catherine's life prior to coming here to the United States and her life since being here, and what it's like to be an ESL student at Tulsa Community College. And this should take about 30 minutes. Okay. So just tell me your name and your date of birth.
Okay, my name is Catherine Pina, and my birth is January 8th, 1992.
Okay, so you're, how old is that, 18,
19?
27.
Oh my gosh,
I feel old.
27 years old.
Okay.
I feel old, too.
I still think of the 90s as being a long time ago. Okay. Or not very long ago, I guess. So tell me just a little bit about yourself. Are you married or kids?
Oh, well, so I am single. Right now I live with my family, with my parents and sister. Well, I'm from Peru.
Okay.
But my father didn't find new opportunities in my country, because the Peruvians have a problematic the workers or the companies, the companies fire the old people or old employees,
like a big layoff.
Yes. My father needed to come here
To find a job.
Yes, and find a job.
So he was one of the ones that got laid off.
He was the reason.
Okay.
I was studying medicine in my country, but I couldn't finish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to go into medicine?
I don't know, but okay, my plan is to study a sonography. This is a little my career.
Okay.
This is my plan.
Yeah. Okay. So all your family is here with you?
Yes.
Your mom and dad? And
my mom and dad.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Aileen.
And your dad's name?
Nelson.
Okay. And so you live with them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool. Do you have any family that's left in Peru?
Yes. I have my brother. And my whole sister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any brothers and sisters here?
Yes.
Yeah, you have some here also.
Because there are five.
Oh, wow. Okay. Big family.
Yes, big family.
Are you one of the oldest or are you youngest?
I am youngest. The last.
No. Okay.
The last.
So you're the baby.
Yes, I'm the baby. Right.
Okay. So do your brothers and sisters that are here, do they also use this program, the ESL program?
No.
No.
This is my...
Just you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My sister is studying in Arizona, and assistant nursing.
Okay. Yes, so she's a little bit medicine too then.
Yeah. The family is...
Yeah. So where are you living now? Are you here in Tulsa?
Yes, I live in Tulsa.
In like a big house?
Yes, it's a big house. A huge house.
Yeah, with everyone in it, I'm sure. So tell me more about Peru. What was it like where you grew up at?
The problematic or the nice things?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. The nice thing is wonderful. I miss my country because the food is wonderful. The place, like the Machu Picchu, is a great for the tourists.
Yes.
But the problem is is the poor. There are many poor people. Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people like without homes and yes. that kind of thing.
It's difficult to find employed. Mm-hmm. It's difficult.
Yeah. So there's a lot of poverty.
Yes.
So you're talking about the foods. What kind of, is there different foods there? Than
yes, that? It's totally different. Like we have different taste.
Yeah.
Because it's I think the comic style, like that. For example, the ceviche, this is a popular food.
Okay. That's like some kind of fish, right?
Yes, right. This is fish.
Yeah.
And like the lomo saltado is like the special potato with meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Is it spicy?
A little bit.
Yeah. I had read that they eat guinea pigs. Is that true? not so much.
Not so much.
Okay. All right. So, with the tourism, like at Machu Picchu, were you around other English speaking people around all the tourists very much?
Yes, but the English is common in place tourists.
Oh, okay.
But then for example, my city is not common.
Not common.
Yeah.
So, what was your original language? Spanish?
Yeah, this is my first language.
Okay.
How far away do you live from, like, Machu Picchu and stuff like that? Is it, you live pretty close to there, or?
No, long distance. I live long distance. Mm-hmm. I live in the coast, like, close to the beach.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I love the eating is
oh, the fish. Yes, beach. That would be where the fish would be.
Yes.
So what's the transportation like there? Do you drive over there also?
This is funny because my first drive is here.
Okay.
The people is common that don't have transportation, a car. They come. And the works or college, university, they use the buses.
Okay.
It's coming to use the buses.
Yeah. Okay.
Or taxi, yeah, right.
Somebody else would drive for you. Mm-hmm. So was it a big process when you got here to get your driver's license?
Yes, it was difficult for me because I like it scary to learn to drive. Because right now I have a license, but the process is so difficult.
Yeah. Did you have to do like the writing test and then
yes,
the driving test? And yeah.
Yes. So just I passed my driving test.
Yeah. That's good.
Three times.
Okay. What was school like growing up in Peru? Is the school different there than it is here?
Yes, it's normal. I think so. But the education is poor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When someone need to go in the university, they must to prepare so hard. For example, in the other institution.
So it's harder to get into
yes.
the upper learning. You came here with your dad, you said, because he lost his job,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So how did you hear about the language program here?
Could you repeat that?
How did you hear about the English, the ESL program that you're in? How did you hear about that program?
I feel comfortable because I improved my English.
Okay.
My first time it was I feel a mess because I didn't know nothing.
Didn't know anything when you first came in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel the improve this.
Yeah.
And how long have you been here? Did you say again?
Five years.
5 years.
Wow. And so you just started learning English when you came here to the school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Okay.
I started it.
You're doing great for 2 years.
Yeah. That's so.
So what was your first day in America like?
Let me think.
It's been 5 years.
Well, I feel sad because I left my country. But when I traveled, I feel in my mind, this is a good opportunity. This, the United States closed the new doors.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Your family that you still have back home, do you talk to them very often?
My parents don't like to go
back. They don't like to go
yes.
back at all.
Right.
Okay. Do you talk to them on the phone, or do they have phones?
Yes.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
So do you talk to, are you able to talk to them pretty often on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So has what you, when you first were coming to America, like what you thought it was going to be like, is it what you thought it was?
Could you repeat it?
Yeah. So that's it. So when you first came to America,
mm-hmm.
like what you were thinking, it was like it was going to be a great opportunity.
Yes,
so
I think that.
You still think that?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I have an opportunity to continue study.
Okay. That's awesome.
And the same, I'm working.
Yeah.
I can work.
Has everyone been friendly to you? Has everyone been nice to you that you meet?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a job?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm working at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Oh, okay. did you have a job when you were in Peru?
No.
No, okay. So the people that do have jobs in Peru, mm-hmm. how much money do they usually make compared to here?
Could you do that?
So, like, if you did have a job
yes.
in Peru, how much money would you make?
How the salary?
Salary, yes.
Yes. Oh, well, maybe 100 or 200 is
okay.
the minimum per month.
Per month, wow.
Yeah.
So a lot more here.
What
yeah.
kind of jobs do they have, like, around where you live at?
For example, from server, this is low.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors, I think the salary is $3,000
oh, wow.
per
yeah.
month. This is
yeah.
a lot of
a big
love.
Difference.
And yes, this is a huge difference.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Do they make a difference between men and women? Like men make more than
yes,
women do
because the men has. Opportunity in the
mm-hmm.
company,
okay,
in the important company, the,
yeah,
our huge company. But the woman is
a little bit lower, not
yeah.
not as many opportunities.
Yes.
So, what is your dream job?
My dream job, I would like to work in a hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my dream. Yeah.
Like your sister.
Mm-hmm. Like my sister, right?
Yeah. Have you learned some of the American traditions, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, that kind
yes,
of thing
I,
here?
Yeah. This is wonderful
yeah.
because my country, this is the same. Yeah, but the Thanksgiving, that's not the same.
That's not, they don't have Thanksgiving
yes,
there.
Only the Christmas.
Okay. So, is it Christmas the same? Do they have, like, the big Christmas trees and decorations? And
yeah,
things?
It's the same, but it's different how the people celebrate.
Okay.
For example, we eat turkey. We eat turkey in Christmas.
Okay. Instead of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. That's curious.
It's like a combination.
Yeah.
So are there any other different holidays that you celebrate in Peru?
Different. We celebrate the music Peruvian. Music Peruvian, the popular music Peruvian.
Okay.
So it's great.
Yeah, like do they have a big, like a party almost with the music? That's neat. What about like any ceremonies or anything? Like weddings maybe, or are the weddings different there than they are here?
No, the weddings is the same. It's a copy. It's a copy. Yes.
Like me, I'm Native American, and we have, like, traditional ceremonies. Like, mm-hmm. we do dances and stuff like that. Do y'all do anything like that?
I think it's the same, but they're different. I forgot. I don't know exactly. The celebrate is all the night, all the day. I think the all the day. This is long celebrate, long
celebrations.
Yes.
Is the weather different there?
Yes, it's different. In Peru, it doesn't have when the Christmas is the weather.
Like snow?
It's snow. That is no only rain.
Okay, yes, so no snow there.
No, it's not.
It's warm all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about earthquakes?
Yes, there are earthquakes.
There are earthquakes there. I think she had said she read that there was like bigger earthquakes there than there is here.
No, like recently was there like an 8.0? magnitude earthquake. I had read something like that. I don't remember where exactly it was at, but I heard it destroyed a lot of stuff.
Yes, we have like extremely earthquake. Many people died.
Oh wow. So buildings that fall down.
Yes, and the building is different too here, mm-hmm. because the building is wood here, right? and the other is in the Peruvian, it has a concrete.
Oh, okay.
Buildings.
So they're all made out of concrete.
Yeah.
I guess that makes them fall easier, mm-hmm. probably. Wow. That's sad. How about movies? Do you have movie theaters and that kind of thing there? Do you watch
new
movies?
Yes, I love watch TV and I love the cinema. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Horror movie. I like horror movie.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
Have
you seen the new one?
Yes.
Yes, I went and saw it last weekend.
Yeah.
And you said you like music. They have music there. Is the music different there than it
is
here?
Yes, it's different. Is I think the guitar.
Okay.
Guitar and the tambour.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So more instruments.
Yes.
Is it more like upbeat? Like the music is a little bit faster than here, or is it about the same?
It's the same.
About the same tempo. So, what has been the biggest cultural difference that you've noticed between, like, what's the biggest thing that's different between Peru and here?
And United States?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think that when greetings, which others is kids, and when they don't, they hear is not here because you don't know this person. Yeah,
right.
This I think is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they do that there, they do the kiss.
This is a greetings for the Peruvians.
Kind of like a handshake.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Yes.
Right.
That is different.
Yeah, because I think for us it'd be, you know, kind of awkward for us to come and kiss you on the cheek since we've never met you.
Have you had to make very many changes? Like with that, I'm sure, but like anything else that you've had to change that you would normally do?
I think the food. food. For example, I love eating my potatoes, my fried potato with mayo, but here is not only ketchup. Yeah, that's different. So it's not common for me because it's I'm Peruvian.
So what's your favorite food to eat here?
Well, my favorite is pork.
Pork.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Like pork chops or bacon.
Bacon. Bacon too.
Yeah. What about your fast food? Is there any place you like to eat that's fast food?
The fast food is Subway.
Subway.
I love Subway.
Yeah, I like Subway. Do they have very many fast food places in Peru?
Yes, there are.
There are. Yes. About the same kind as here?
Like the one Subway, this the same.
Okay. What is the crime like in Peru compared to here? Like people stealing things or
robbing people or anything like that?
Rob. Yes, it's a huge population that rob or bad persons.
Right.
Yes, it's like the criminal person is huge. It's increased every day.
Okay, so there's a lot there.
I think because we don't have a position workers or position work. Marker work.
Yeah. So you think it's worse there than here?
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's dangerous sometimes.
I'm sure it's like the poverty probably causes some of that too. How do you, is the grocery shopping different there?
No, it's the same, I think. But it's many things. The same.
Still, just like a big grocery store that you would go into.
There are no Walmart, but there is a other name.
Yeah. Where do you get your fish? Do you go get it yourself or do you buy it at the store?
It's a good question. Yes, I prefer to cook fish. I can buy in the store and cook fish.
Okay. So when you go, since you don't have a car, do you have to like take your own bags and then just carry it back home with you? So when you buy your groceries, do you have like a bag or that you carry it in?
Yes, it's coming use the bag.
Okay.
And walk.
And just walk back.
Walk a long distance. Yeah, right, because we don't have cars, so this is the commune, yes.
Yeah. How long is the distance, do you think, that you have to walk?
Well, 1 hour.
Oh, gosh, wow.
So that's a couple miles.
Yes.
Right? Maybe three.
Yeah. A long way. Is it along the beach? You at least get a pretty view.
How is the health there? Like, since y'all have to walk, is there a lot of people that are overweight, or is everybody pretty healthy?
It's both. It's the people is healthy sometimes, but it's for the fat, the fat person, that's I think the a middle is low, the
lower there. So how are you liking Tulsa Community College? The school here, are you liking it?
Yes, yeah. I like it. This is wonderful. I'm learning many things.
Have you been able to use any of the...
I feel more confident.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been able to use any of the, join any of the clubs or use any of the extra help?
I want to go in the class, but I was working or I didn't have to work.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're getting a good education?
Yes, this is wonderful education.
It's good.
I study university in my country, but this studies was boring. the people only dedicate to explain, and the teacher doesn't like to resolve the questions. Right?
Mm, she doesn't help as much here.
Yes, it's helping much.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so what are you most proud of in your life?
Oh, my projects.
Okay.
And could you repeat that?
Yeah. So what are you most proud of? Like, what do you feel the best about that you've done?
My ability?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know exactly. I like to write poems.
Oh, okay. That's really neat. So do you, when you write the poems, do you write them in English or do you use Spanish?
In Spanish, but I try to write in English because it's a little difficult.
Yeah, to translate a little there. So after you leave, after you're done with college here, are you going to go to another college? Or do you think you'll just go straight and get a job?
My plan is finish the college, go find a
job.
Good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend or anything?
Not
right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
I do not. Okay. I don't think so.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. So,
I practiced my English.
You did great. So, just a reminder, like Dr. Youngblood had said, that it should be online like 6 months to a year. And I think, did you get the email that I sent you?
Yes.
Okay, so it should have a link in that email so you can look it up if you ever want to go in and listen to it. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.